Hey, this is Aniket Mishra signing in and welcome to the second episode of Daily Dose of Kickstart. So as usual, and this is the second day also, I have nothing to say. I have no topic. I haven't decided about this thing. This is going to be a raw. Everything will be raw. And I'm going to fumble a lot in my English because I'm not good at it, but still I'm improving and I'm still executing whatever I'm learning, and I'm just executing. So execution mode is on, and this is going to be a raw video, like raw podcast, sorry. And I don't know what to say because I just finished up with the live session, and people who are listening to this, like prior to this, I had this live session around 20 minutes. And if you want to just see whatever, like whatever I did in the live session, I did not have the same topic. I did not have, like, I was blank in my live session also, and I'm still blank in my this podcast, this raw podcast of Daily Dose of Kickstart also. But still, as usual, I'll be just ending up this thing with a small message which I want to say, that people are criticizing the situation for each and every failure of theirs. But they need to understand that accountability is such a strength. Like, you need to be accountable for whatever you have did. Like, you fell from stairs, your mistake. You did not good great, like you did not get good marks, your mistake. You failed, your mistake. You failed your particular examination, your mistake. It's not that they did a heart checking or the stairs were slippery or anything. Situation, every time you blame the situation, you blame the people around you, you are losing, you are just going one step down from your success. So you need to understand that you need to stop blaming things and people around you for everything. Be accountable for all your mistakes, and things will get, like, you will start growing and be successful in whatever you feel like. And the second thing I wanted to just say, and I just wanted to request you people, that start with zero. Like, you just start. Like, one is always greater than zero. People who are thinking about getting millions of followers, they are seeing Kylie Jenner, they are seeing Eminem with millions and millions of followers, and they are thinking, oh, how I will go to that millions of followers. Oh, it's so tough. Oh, they had something automated, something, or they just got in their, like, everything was there in their gene or something like that. But listen to me, everyone, it is not about genetics. It's more about what you do on your daily basis. It's more about what rituals you perform every day. It's more about what habit you create. It's more about what you do each and every day, each and every fucking day, what you put up in this, like, whatever you do is what actually matters. So you need to understand, stop blaming people and stop criticizing situations for everything, and start taking blame on yourself. Okay, you failed, your problem. You failed because I failed. It's not good, you did not perform in the examination was not hard, you did not study. So start taking blame on yourself, and you will start seeing your growth, and you will start to be, like, become successful in whatever craft you feel like. And one more thing I wanted to share, that people take things for granted. Like, for me also, I have also taken a lot of things for granted, whatever. Like, I wasn't grateful. Like, I wasn't grateful for my parents. But recently it changed. Like, I'm now so much 110% grateful for my parents, for everyone around me, for every situation which comes in my life, in my day-to-day life. I'm grateful for everyone, like all my audience who are engaging in my posts and everything. Start being grateful, and you will see a lot of positivity in yourself. Like, positivity and optimism is the greatest and the biggest thing you can imbibe in yourself. And as usual, like, I'll be spreading a simple message in end of this talk, of raw talk. Like, it's like, I have nothing to say. Like, this will be completely raw, as I said. And next time I'll try to improve in my live session. Next time I'll be trying to improve in everything. So this is sort of like a daily video in my life, whatever it goes in my life, whatever like lessons or any situation I come across in my whole day, I'll be recording any particular lesson or anything which stuck in my like in my mind throughout my day, and I'll come after completing my work on my shop, in my shop, sorry, and I'll come and I'll just record this thing, and this will be going to be raw. Like, I just want to document myself for like next 10 years so that I see myself where I was and where I am that particular time, so that that documentation becomes my story and I can just like keep that story in front of everyone and say that if I can improve, if I can just like I suck in English. I literally suck in English. I have a lot of grammatical mistakes. I'm like I fumble a lot in my English. I cannot speak proper English. Like I make a lot of grammatical mistakes also, and I'm proud of it. Like I literally take all the accountability of everything. Like once you take it, like, and once you stop caring about what people gonna say about your English or something. Like, I literally suck at English, but you know what? My this communication skills improved when I started doing videos. I started posting stories. Like, it eventually improves when you start doing, when you start executing everything. So once, like, you're hearing me now, and like, when you see my first video, I started like, hey, this is Aniket Mishra, and I just wanted to, like I'm doing this thing now also, but still like I have more confidence now and I speak like I can go on a live session. I can speak for 30 minutes continuously. So that is my improvement and I feel proud of myself and I don't care about other people's opinion or judgment about me. And you too has to be in this particular 1% of people who don't give a lot of importance to other people's opinion. One thing I just wanted to add up in this sentence is that not valuing other people's opinion doesn't mean that you are always right. It means that you are not letting other voices manipulate in your head. You need to just play inside your head. Whatever your gut feeling says, go and give your 100%. Until and unless you give your 100%, until and unless you go and work for some time, you will never figure out that that works for you or not. As Gary Vee says that nothing works for anyone. Everything works for like whatever works for you is right for you. So you need to go and just put in the work and just see if it works or not. So I just want to end up in this note that I'm just grateful for you people. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If you like my podcast, you can go subscribe, share with your friends and just if you like it. I'm not forcing you to do this. If you like it, if you genuinely like it, you can share it with your friends. You can subscribe my podcast on different platforms, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, and I'm available everywhere. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This was Aniket Mishra, and I'm so much grateful for you. I'm just ending up this podcast with saying, you have one life. Do something about it. Good luck. Bye.